"Listen," said Hermione suddenly. People were cheering out in the entrance hall. They all swiveled around in their seats and saw Angelina Johnson coming into the hall, grinning in an embarrassed sort of way. A tall, black girl who played chaser on the Gryffindor Quidditch team, Angelina came over to them, sat down and said, "Well, I've done it! Just put my name in!" "You're kidding," said Ron, looking impressed. "Are you 17, then?" asked Harry. "Course she is. Can't see a beard, can you?" said Ron. "I had my birthday last week," said Angelina. "Well, I'm glad someone from Gryffindor's entering," said Hermione. "I really hope you get it, Angelina." "Thanks, Hermione," said Angelina, smiling at her.
"Yeah, better you than pretty boy Diggory," said Seamus, causing several Hufflepuffs passing their table to scowl heavily at him.
"What are we going to do today, then?" Ron asked Harry and Hermione when they had finished breakfast and were leaving the Great Hall. "We haven't been down to visit Hagrid yet," said Harry.
"Okay," said Ron, "just as long as he doesn't ask us to donate a few fingers to the Scroots."
A look of great excitement suddenly dawned on Hermione's face.
"I've just realized I haven't asked Hagrid to join SPEW yet," she said brightly. "Wait for me, will you, while I nip upstairs and get the badges?"
"What is it with her?" said Ron, exasperated, as Hermione ran away up the marble staircase.
"Hey, Ron," said Harry suddenly, "it's your friend."
The students from Beauxbatons were coming through the front doors from the grounds, among them the Vila girl. Those gathered around the Goblet of Fire stood back to let them pass, watching eagerly. Madame Maxime entered the hall behind her students and organized them into a line. One by one, the Beauxbatons students stepped across the age line and dropped their slips of parchment into the blue-white flames. As each name entered the fire, it turned briefly red and emitted sparks.
"What do you reckon will happen to the ones who aren't chosen?" Ron muttered to Harry as the Vila girl dropped her parchment into the Goblet of Fire. "Reckon they'll go back to school? Or hang around to watch the tournament?"
"Dunno," said Harry.
"Hang around, I suppose. Madame Maxime's staying to judge, isn't she?" When all the Beauxbatons students had submitted their names, Madame Maxime led them back out of the hall and out onto the grounds again.
"Where are they sleeping, then?"
said Ron, moving toward the front doors and staring after them. A loud rattling noise behind them announced Hermione's reappearance with a box of SPEW badges.
"Oh, good, hurry up,"
said Ron, and he jumped down the stone steps, keeping his eyes on the back of the Vila girl, who was now halfway across the lawn with Madame Maxime. As they neared Hagrid's cabin on the edge of the Forbidden Forest, the mystery of the Beauxbatons' sleeping quarters was solved. The gigantic powder-blue carriage in which they had arrived had been parked 200 yards from Hagrid's front door, and the students were climbing back inside it. The elephantine flying horses that had pulled the carriage were now grazing in a makeshift paddock alongside it. Harry knocked on Hagrid's door, and Fang's booming barks answered instantly.
"'Bout time!" said Hagrid, when he'd flung open the door. "Thought you lot had forgotten where I live."
"We've been really busy, Hag—"
Hermione started to say, but then she stopped dead, looking up at Hagrid, apparently lost for words. Hagrid was wearing his best and very horrible hairy brown suit, plus a checked yellow and orange tie. This wasn't the worst of it, though. He had evidently tried to tame his hair, using large quantities of what appeared to be axle grease. It was now slicked down into two bunches. Perhaps he had tried a ponytail like Bill's, but found he had too much hair.